الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah give us tawfiq to keep our rozas as they are expected to be kept, and to keep on till the last breath of our life, to improve, to keep also, and to improve the condition of all our ibadat, rozas also, namaz also, tilawat also, our dhikr, our dua, every aspect of our deen. May Allah give us tawfiq to have that concern, to improve all the time. A person who hasn't got that concern and is content. One is a person, is a talib. A person wants to move forward. That person moves forward. One is a qani', a person who is content. That person doesn't stay where he has reached, he starts falling down. And may Allah save us all, one is a naqid, who is always finding fault. There are many whose work is only to find fault. Whatever, who they meet, they find fault in that person. If they listen to a bayan, everyone else took benefit, but they found faults in the bayan. Anywhere they go, they only find faults. Their eyes, and when somebody praises us, never think we are of that quality. That person has got good eyes, that's why he sees us like that. And if we got eyes that just find fault, then even if we look at the best thing, we'll find fault. One person, as a tourist, went to Nizamuddin Markaz in those old days. And as a tourist, he sees everything as a tourist. So after staying there for a few days, then he went to Bhopal. There was Maulana Imran Sahib there, Rahmatullah Ali. He was such an alim that the way he knew the Sahaba, and this I'm saying, that can be inspiration for us to study the Sahaba also, radiallahu anhum, like that. As though he was one of their family members, that this is that one's daughter, this is that one's son, this is that one's cousin, that one had so many brothers, had so many nephews. Like that he knew the Sahaba in and out. May Allah also give us tawfiq to have love for these great, illustrious people. So anyway, he went there, and then he complained about the Markaz. He said that the Markaz programs are too long. People are not given enough time for rest, etc. Too much of one-way program. The other, he said that it's not clean. There's dirt lying around, etc. So Maulana paused for a while and then said, when a pig goes into a beautiful garden, it doesn't see the roses, it doesn't see the wonderful water features, it doesn't see the daffodils, the tulips, all the wonderful things. But some waste stool is buried somewhere. It will scratch it out. And then it will spread it everywhere. So Allah save us from being like that. And Allah let us see the good in everything. And a bee, even if it goes in dirt, it takes out good from there. So fortunate are those people who even in the worst situations who take out the good. And may Allah save us that from the best of things. How many people find fault in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and come back and complain about that is one of the saddest things. Where there is only good, it's filled with good in every way, and yet some people find fault there. Either find fault in the people there, find fault in the system there, whatever. We didn't go for all that. We went for our purpose. So Allah give us tawfiq. So all our ibadat, let us try and improve right through till the last moment. Very fortunate is that person. And such ibadat will be very much accepted also by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. If we are content, we will start falling down. So let us be talib, not qani', not satisfied with where we are. And Allah, worst of all, Allah save us from naqid, to be finding fault in things. We are speaking about the Quran Sharif, and the first right of the Quran, the greatest right of the Quran, is to have yaqeen. It's the word of Allah, it's the absolute word. Just to give a little bit insight, the Quran Sharif was revealed in the 7th century, according to the solar system. And at that time, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the desert in Makkah Sharif. He lived his life in the desert, and he passed away in the desert. Perhaps he never saw the sea also. But the things about the sea, which Nabi alayhi salatu explained in the Quran, scientists still today are baffled. And they are now taking their cue from the Quran of what they eat. Just one very broad thing. The Quran Sharif says that one of the signs of Allah Ta'ala is that Allah has made between the seas hajiza, a separation. They are separate. This is in tomorrow night's Taraweeh also, and it is in 27 Ar-Rahman also, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا, separation. And it couldn't be seen. We learned, we believed in it, we read in the Quran, and when we went to the Cape, they showed us there far away, very far, at the Cape point where you go, that is the place where the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean meet one another. And they show you a line, they say that is where it's meeting and there's a line which separates the two. But whether that is just like imaginary in the mind, or whether you are seeing the line, or what, and we all say, yeah, there you can see it. But you hardly really seeing anything. Anyway, till how many more than 1400 years or 1300 years, nobody could really see it. And science now, for whatever reason, they had put cameras into the sea. And these are big, big cameras. And now they saw under the surface, round about a meter or 2 meters below the surface. And those pictures show clearly, clearly, the two seas don't meet at all. There is a minimum of a meter's separation between the two. The water comes and it goes back like that. It comes and it goes back like that. On top of it, it's all together. But at the bottom, very clearly you can see. So they were completely astounded that a man was born in the desert, lived in the desert, passed away in the desert. And these things which mankind had no idea about, whether they are scientists or whoever, and only now, last 50, 60, 80 years ago, they discovered this, which the Quran told 1400 years ago. So this is the Quran Pak. So if we read Quran Sharif with that conviction, not only that, another thing which is so clear, which also baffles them completely, that the formation of a child in the womb of the other, womb of the mother, how the child is formed, that Allah Ta'ala explains in many ayat of the Quran Sharif, that huwa alladhi laqad khalaqnal insana min sulalatin min teen thumma ja'alnahu nutfatan fi qararin makin thumma khalaqnal nutfata alaqatan fakhalaqnal alaqata mudghatan fakhalaqnal mudghata idaman fakasawnal idama lahma ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. And the Quran doesn't stop. Scientists still today stop there. But the Quran carries on. ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة. You will be raised up again on the day of Qiyamah. The Quran, the whole thing, the Quran is explained. And this one Dr. Keith Moore, a Canadian doctor, who wrote a book on how the formation of the child. And then he appealed to anyone in the world if they can give more information from anywhere. So a Malaysian doctor wrote to him and wrote the references of the many, many, many ayat. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Amazing, fantastic. And the reader of the Quran, if he's not taken aback, then there can't be anything wrong with the Quran. Everything is wrong with that reader. Who, if he reads the Quran Sharif and he's just not taken aback by what the Quran Sharif is saying. And for those who Allah has made alims, and we don't appreciate this namat of ilm, and we don't apply it when reading the Quran, very sad case it will be for us. and also sad for those who haven't become alim. And those who have become alim and we're still not using, you've got all the tools to do a fantastic job. And you can achieve what were the tools of yours, but you're not using them. You're sleeping away. You're just in indifference, unmindful. The Quran Sharif would put a person in an ecstasy. What is the enjoyment of ecstasy in sex? A man gets mad over that. What is that? That is nothing whatsoever. When a person falls in love, he feels, oh, what a feeling there is, etc. When a person comes in riches, when a person is skiing on the water, when a person does scuba diving, what are all those things? What is in Quran Sharif? Everything is right with you. And the hafiz of the Quran and the jayyid hafiz and the qari of the Quran. And by qari, I don't refer to, mashallah, that is meritorious, the melodious voice, reading beautifully. But the different qiraats which take out the different meanings of the Quran Sharif. And the miracle and the ajaz of the Quran in the qiraat of the Quran. According to different qiraats, different meanings come out. So like in one capsule, not one meaning was put. Seven meanings are put. If you read it in a different qiraat, a different meaning comes out. And that's opened doors of knowledge to that person again. And all that Quran Sharif is not just the one Quran Sharif. The seven qiraat, the basic seven qiraat, and then ashara and all. Every qiraat is how the qari usually learn the qiraat student. They just learn the qiraat in the different qiraats, how to read it. But every qiraat has got a different meaning. And in that, all the different versions of the Quran Sharif and what knowledge, not only of one Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has given us. So anyway, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So with regard to Quran Sharif, one was the yaqeen, the conviction that we must have on Quran Sharif. And such a kitab that has got everything for us. And that eagerness must be when I'm going to read my Quran Sharif again. When we listen to the Imam, whether it is the five daily namazes, the three, Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, and Jummah time, what a message is given in the Qiraat of the Quran. Whoever reads it, which part of the Quran he reads, but there are great, great messages there for us. In the Jummah khutbah, there are great messages. Usually, sometimes a person prepares his own khutbah also, alhamdulillah, and sometimes reads the khutbat of our elders. And what pearls and diamonds have been put in there. A person gets shocked that it is like, I knew nothing today. I'm opening my Alif Bata Kita Takhti, I'm opening. I'm just learning now. So much that, and a person looks forward all the time. This is, and then that will bring that to meet when we'll meet Allah and will make maut al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is that breach that joins the lover to his beloved. When all this will come, maut will be enjoyable. We'll look forward to it. And inshallah, Allah in His great mercy and kindness, these doors of knowledge can't be, you can't get everything here. Allah let it carry on there also. And there also we keep on learning and we keep on benefiting from this great unlimited treasure which Allah has given us. And all this is the knowledge of Allah. And Allah is unlimited. So His knowledge is also unlimited. And even in Jannat, like Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, a great, great alim, he was a senior of Maulana Thanvi. In those days he lived. So he said that the enjoyment he should get of Quran Sharif, he said, in Jannat, I'll be reading Quran Sharif. And if a hoor of Jannat come and sit in my lap, then I'll tell the Bibi, Quran sunnah to betho, varna chutti. If you want to learn Quran, you welcome, you sit here. And if you don't want to hear Quran, you've got some other ideas, then chutti for you, you can go. I don't. And when I mentioned this in one bayan, one friend came to me after the bayan, and he told me, Maulana, make dua that Allah gives me my palace next to Maulana Fazlur Rahman. So when he sends away, I can call her in. So when I asked our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat, you also of that, He says, I want this namat also and I want those namat also. So Allah's namat, Allah Ta'ala give us, inshallah. So anyway, Quran Sharif is a great kitab. So after yaqeen, and no subject can be done fully. As much as we'd like to speak about it continuously, hear about it continuously, but it cannot be done. So anyway, the next is the love and respect, reverence of the Quran Sharif. That's another thing. Today, sadly, today we find that in our Muslim schools, the children, all who go to school, any school, they got their, bag, yes? Nap bag. And all their books are, and they got it at the back. Quran Sharif is also at the back. And that was the time which we saw with our eyes. We don't know who, how many others have seen it. When a child, well, the Quran Sharif, even the school bag is holding it down with his hand. But the Quran Sharif in the Juzdan, he's got it here by his heart. That was how the Quran Sharif was treated. Quran always in respect. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq. We as children, we were also, it was a duty on us that we couldn't put our Quran Sharif in our suitcase, which we carry down on the side. We had to keep it in the morning, we should go to school, afternoon madrasa. Afternoon we need the Quran Sharif. But we were not allowed to keep it in the bag. We had to keep it in our hand and hold it up in the right hand. Like that, respect, every aspect of the respect of the Quran Sharif is absolutely essential. And how much ba-adab, ba-nasi. How much more we have adab of the Quran Sharif, so much more we will have, we will benefit from it. Be-adab, be-nasi. A person who hasn't got adab gets nothing. Bad adab, bad nasib. Then one third thing, Haji Farooq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali of Sakkar, added, bein adab, bein nasib. One is a person who's plus. How much adab he got from 1% till 100%, so much he will get in return. One is a person who's zero, who got no adab. And one person who is bare adab, minus, he will get negative in return. Allah save us, inshallah. And today, we should try and avoid reading Quran Sharif on the cell phone, where sometimes you want to read, you don't have wuzu, and there isn't a Quran. But as far as possible, try and avoid. Read in the Mus'haf. That is the correct way. That is the way to read the Quran Sharif. It's not haram to read on the cell phone, and we should remain within our limits. But to read in the Mus'haf is the, and then to read off behalf for the good hafiz, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazawmullah Khair has made a wonderful ruling on that. That those who can concentrate better reading off behalf, they should read off behalf. Those who can concentrate better, the object is to concentrate on the reading. Who can read, concentrate more when they are looking in the Quran Sharif, they should look inside. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There's adab. One old lady who was past the age of learning Quran Sharif, and she wanted to read, and she couldn't. So she read the Quran Sharif with her fingers passing, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi, and she also got the full benefit of reading the Quran Sharif. So it depends on us that how much we will have that love of the Quran Sharif. We should have the greatest love. And today we got love for, how we got love really, for our cell phone. If we had one person that love, how we can't give up the cell phone. Any moment we get, one good alim here came and he explained that even me, he says, that after namaz, I make salam, first thing my phone is out. For us, the first thing, Quran Sharif should be out. Every moment, wherever we can get. And Quran Sharif is not fixed for the masjid. It's not fixed for the home. Quran Sharif, we must introduce it everywhere. While traveling in the car, read Quran Sharif. While you're at your shop, read Quran Sharif. When you're at home, read Quran Sharif. One lady of Karachi, she had a Quran Sharif, one in her kitchen, another one in her bedroom, and one in the garden. So when visitors came, they were surprised, and they saw the kitchen Quran Sharif, it wasn't so like neat and tidy because cooking oil, her hands are busy with cooking, and then she's turning pages. So that woman says herself, At the beginning, I felt a bit like awkward and offended that the other part of the Quran Sharif. But afterwards, when she explained, she asked, why three Quran Sharif different places? And you can see all three are being used all the time. So she says that when I need something, I haven't got time to go to the bedroom or to the study or where the Quran is kept. Wherever I want the Quran, there then. So I, most of the time, I'm either in my kitchen most of my time, or I'm in my bedroom, or I go outside and sit in the garden. So when I need the Quran Sharif has to be there for me. And she opens and she says, whatever question I got, I've just turned the pages and on that page, the answer comes. And really that is Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif speaks about Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Nuh, and Qawm-e Lut, and all that. The Quran Sharif speaks about Namaz and Roza. But anyone, any field, you just want your answers, you'll find them, they are in the Quran Sharif. And she says, I just turn the pages and I find the answers. So our answers are all in the Quran Sharif. It is for us to look for it there and have that connection with the Quran Sharif, and then it gives all the answers. So the respect of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala give us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, don't hold the Quran Sharif with one hand, hold it with two hands. And respect it, hold it, kiss it, put it on your forehead. The adab and the respect of the Quran, some people look at that as bid'at. But that is really the love of the Quran Sharif. And it is proven by Kabir and Aslaf. They used to respect the Quran Sharif in this way. And respect of the Quran Sharif also, that don't give it to somebody as far as possible with one hand. Take two hands and give it. That should. On one occasion, some two students very many years ago had an argument. And then they came to me, we were just leaving the madrasa by the gate, and they were now, like, still, they were like, he told us, he did that and that. And the one student had a Quran Sharif in his hand. And in his excitement, they were foreign students from the black countries. And in his excitement and his argument and that, the Quran dropped. So afterwards he picked it up. After that, then next day he said, I'm keeping three rozas for that the Quran dropped from my hand. He's the respect of the Quran Sharif. And there are many people who we call unper, ignorant. But the respect of the Quran, and that will take them very, very far. And very people, very learned, but no respect. Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a Sheikh Kul for all the people of South Africa, England, India, and he made hijrah to Medina Sharif, and as the status of Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakaria Sahib was in the world, he had that status in his time. So he was buried, he passed away in Medina Sharif, buried in Baqi. And three times the authorities opened his qabr where they bury again after 6 months. But they found each time his body was 100%, his coffin new. And his body 100% intact. Then they usually put a stone or make a sign that this cover must not be opened in future. When they asked his son, Maulana Aftab Sahib, that what in your opinion, that Allah gave this great honor, he was a great alim in every way. So he said, he thought, and he said, one thing what comes to my mind is my father had great respect for a hafiz of Quran, even if he was a little child, 7 year, 8 year old. But he wouldn't sit with his legs stretched in front of that boy. So stretching our legs towards the Quran Sharif, we shouldn't do that. Our legs we shouldn't stretch towards Kaaba Sharif. And we shouldn't read the Quran. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he should travel from his village where he was staying to Phulpur, where the Darulum was. He should go by horseback to go and teach Bukhari Sharif. And all the way, he should teach, he should read Quran Sharif. Our Shaykh was his Khadim, Hazrat used to sit behind him. And the whole journey he used to read Quran Sharif. But where, in the villages, they gather the dung of the cows, they put it all together. And then they burn it or whatever. So when he used to pass those places where there was dirt, then he stopped reading Quran. And then he should tell our Shaykh to read Quran Sharif where there is dirt and filth. there is fear of losing one's iman. So Quran Sharif in every aspect, the full respect of the Quran Sharif, and then love for the Quran Sharif, and love must be also intense and great, and love must be monitored also. Like usually in love, like husband and wife also, when they one time we were in Jamaat in France, and one local brother joined us in Jamaat. And whenever you saw he's making namaz, middle of the night you open your eyes, he's making namaz. Whole day, anytime, he's making namaz. So I asked one of our, all ulama we were, so I asked one of our friends of India, that I feel ashamed, we are so long in Jamaat, but we haven't got that jazba and that feeling for namaz. As this person is a new person. So he told me in one word, he says, in Kirby, Nay Shadi we. He has just come into. So, Nay Shadi, then it's all the time B&B, bed and bathroom. The whole day, bed and bathroom, whole day. And afterwards, then there is nothing. There was this one person in Afghanistan who had a lot of vuma, a lot of dosh. And he's troubling all the women in the village, the girls, the women, troubling them all. So they complained to Imam Sahib, this person is troubling us all the time. So they explained to him. So he explained, but he wouldn't listen. Then Imam Sahib thought of a plan. He says that if I get married, Imam Sahib explained, get married. He said, then you sit with one only. This year you are free, you've got so many, and you can have enjoyment, all different types and that. So Imam Sahib told him, one you have, but if you make you meet your wife, halal nikah, the sawab you get for that is like you kill a kafir. And that is what they enjoy. Kafir ko marna, that is what they enjoy. So he said, oh, so much sawab. He said, then I'm ready to get married now. So he said, got ready. But now nobody ready to marry him because he's so hot. You won't have time for anything else. All the time is only one way, bed and bathroom, all the time. So one lady said, I'll marry him and I'll fix him up also. So she married him. So every time, khansab chalo, kafir ko marenge. Whole day. Ramzan came and she's just calling him all the time. Then he got missing. Where is he now? Looking for him. Then nowhere, whole town, whole village is looking, can't find him. Somebody told him he's gone masjid. She came there. She said, nah, I'm in Atikaf. She said, come now, kafir ko marenge. She said, wo shaheed to ab, wo shaheed ho gaya. Wo mujahid jo hai, wo shaheed ho gaya. Now finished, nothing left now. It's gone completely. The well is dry. So not so much all the time only. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to the respect of the Quran and the love of the Quran. Have that love, Allah, cultivate it in our heart. To this one lady in Pakistan, one day her worker working, ordinary poor lady, girl, young girl, and the maid working in the house. And it's very rare, but there was a hailstorm in Karachi, which happens very seldom. So she said, you can't go home now in the hailstorm, you stay here. So she made coffee for her. But she, their lifestyle, what for us, coffee means a lot now. You get under the blankets and you're going to sip your coffee, and it's a big story. But for her, that meant nothing. So when she gave her the coffee, she said, have you got a Quran Sharif? That means something to me. So she said, she got surprised. She went, she brought the Quran Sharif from the study, and the Quran Sharif all covered with dust. Nobody touched it for so long, for months and for years. And she felt shy herself also. Very modern lady. She took a tissue, and the tissue became brown with all the dust. Anyway, she brought it. She gave it. She said, just 1 minute. Let me make wudu first. So she went, she made wudu first. And she came without drying her. And the water drops, those glistening, those are like pearls of Jannat that shine. And she came and then she took the Quran Sharif. Now she's this lady, house lady, looking at her interestingly. Like this, she's an ordinary worker, maid in the house. Does she even know how to read Quran Sharif? She saw she got the Quran Sharif upside down. And after a while, she got it the right side. And then she opened, turning pages, till she came to Lantana, beginning of fourth stupara. Then she put her finger on the alarm and joined it with the noon. Then this lady asked her, "You know how to read?" She said, "No, I don't know how to read. But I joined the letters, and this is how, this is the words, and in this way. But one day Allah Pak will teach me, and in my desire that I must be able to read Quran Sharif." One lady came to our house many years ago when we just came here to Azadwar, and she couldn't read Quran Sharif, grown up lady, and she learned from Appa. When she completed her first supara, it was more than Eid for her. She was so over. "I can read Quran Sharif." She was so over. So anyway, Quran Sharif, and we take it for granted. Who of us makes shukr that Allah made me, I can read Quran? Who of us even made shukr that I'm a hafiz of the Quran? Or that Allah gave me the knowledge of Qiraat also. And Allah made me an alim also. We don't make shukr. We just take it. Many other people will praise us. Tell you, "Oh, mashallah, you are an alim. You are so fortunate." But we ourselves, we don't make shukr. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. If you don't make shukr, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. My punishment is very, very severe. So Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr for all these. And the shukr at all its levels. Feel it in the heart, express it with the tongue, and use that ni'mat for what Allah Ta'ala gave it. So, then this lady said that, "I've got my laptop here, I've got my computer, I can just press a few buttons, and I can go to any website, and I can learn more and more of the Quran Sharif. But I got no interest." And she was sitting with Harry Potter. She said, that is more valuable, but look at this girl. So take lessons from everyone. As-sa'idu ma'wa'iza bighayri. That for anyone you see any good thing, take a lesson from there. But we don't take lessons of things that happen to us also. And moreover, even something happens to somebody else, take a lesson from there also. That person progresses great in life who takes a lesson from everything that he sees. He sees that dirt, he takes a lesson also. He sees beautiful scenery, he takes a lesson from there also. When you see, and Allah has made it, every country of the world has got beautiful scenery. And all people of their country feel we got wonderful scenery in our country. All feel like that about their country. And there are other scenes which are terrible scenes also. Allah kept it. You see the scenes, beautiful scenes, think of Jannah. You see the other terrible thing, think of Jahannam. What if I had to be living is in the condition of these people, how do I live? And then on the other hand, you are in the elite suburbs, how people are living. That I must live like this in Jannah forever. And much more greater than that also. So lessons also. So Allah Ta'ala give us adab of the Quran and love of the Quran Sharif. And third, right of the Quran, of the very many rights of the Quran, to learn the Quran Sharif. And this must be min al mahad ila al lahad, from the cradle to the grave. Never think, "Now I'm finished, I've free read." As Abu Buzir say, when a student tells them, "Main farigh ho gaya," never can you become farigh. A person who has become farigh doesn't know the meaning of farigh. He doesn't know the meaning of being an alim. A person who says, "Now I've completed my hifz," you can never complete it. It has to carry on and on, everything, all the time. To learn the Quran Sharif, first of all, what we understand, the fatha, zamma, zabar, zair, what is a zabar, what is, and a fatha, a zabar on a noon. Now how you pronounce it? Na. Zair, ni. All that, how little children learn. All that, so all that learning. And then afterwards it carries on. You complete the Quran Sharif Nazra. And then Hibs. And then after that Alim course, or you do Qiraat. And then it carries on. And the minute a person at any time, there was one of our friends, when we were studying in Dioban, he went to Hardoi also to Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Aksab. And mashallah, his Quran, his reading was exemplary, beautiful. And Maulana also appreciated it. And Maulana polished it even more. After quite a few years, when Maulana came to South Africa, asked him, "Read again Quran Sharif." So he read, he says, but now there are rust has come. So unless you don't keep up with it, it can be the best chariot Qari also, who got the best marks in his class also, and all appreciated. But if we don't keep up with it, it goes down. Anything. We tell you don't keep up, so Allah give us that jazba to keep it up. Whether it is how many good jayyid hafiz who studied. In fact, the very reason why when we started madrasa here, I introduced the first subject every morning, Quran Sharif Dur, for all the students, which is not normally in Darul Uloom. Because the students who studied with us, and they were jayyid hafiz, but 7 years doing alim course, they didn't read Quran Sharif. Whole year studying kitabs, Ramzan is holidays, and that is not what Ramzan is not holidays. Ramzan is a special ibadat of its own, a very great ibadat. So over the 7 years that Jayyid Hafiz had completely forgotten his Quran. That came to my mind that we calling the students to study Deen, and we're not giving them time to read Quran Sharif. And then the great asset they had gained of becoming Hafiz and they had to lose this, we are responsible for that. So very, very important to keep up with the Quran Sharif. No matter how good Hafiz you are, to add how many instances there are of people who read Quran Sharif, how much they read Quran Sharif. So to learn also all the time. And as you will learn, you will see the benefits of it. And you'll see the Quran Sharif's knowledge never comes to an end. In fact, now, when I'm a great-great-grandfather, I'm still so ashamed that I didn't gain the knowledge of the Quran which Allah is giving now. And what knowledge of Quran in every field that the Quran has got, which Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Jami'ul Quran, Jami'ul Ulum fil Quran. All knowledge is in the Quran Sharif. Wa'allama Adam al-Asma'a kullaha. Allah taught the names that is what we study like in science today, the chemicals and the formulas and how much of this gas mixed with that gas and all those things. Allah taught everything to Adam a.s. So all that is right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif has got knowledge of everything. And the purpose of the Quran Sharif is to find Allah, who is the greatest knowledgeable. And you get connected with Allah Ta'ala. So all this is in the Quran Sharif. So we have to be learning all the time. And keep on learning in every field of the Quran. Quran is not only one science. Not only to read. And then all the different qiraat. And then the meanings of the Quran Sharif. And everything. Allahu Akbar. One person said it very beautifully. That where is science and religion. Can they go side by side, agree with one another? Can they live in coexistence? And the other is, who are scientists really? They did not create the world. They like to think like that. That they have discovered things and they have done things and they made life easy for us. No. What Allah has created, they only find out what Allah, how Allah has created. And definitely, when you're a follower, you can never reach the stage of your leader. The Quran is the leader. Nobody can follow or reach there. So they can never ever get all the knowledge. They are always lacking by in their own admission now that we are 1300 years behind the Quran Sharif. We are 1200, we are 1400 years behind the Quran. And there is no doubt the mysteries and the secrets of the Quran as if they will open up as time goes. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, we will show them our signs, still in the future also. The people of the world will see, and it will just keep on opening, and what is still going to open, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Now, top scientists of the world, mathematicians of the world, are baffled, are shocked, and accepting Islam. That this kitab, it has got all this knowledge that we thought we had knowledge. But we see now that what perfect knowledge the Quran Sharif has got, we haven't got. With all our microscopes and all our other things what we have at our disposal, we can't reach where the Quran Sharif has taught us. And Quran Sharif in that language of Arabic, and it's taught every detail of every science, whatever you can think of. So all that, so we have to keep on learning all the time. So Allah give us tawfiq to be learning Quran Sharif and continuously keep on learning. After learning the Quran Sharif, the greatest right is to recite the Quran Sharif, to make regularly recitation. And from my little, what I'm doing like a survey, finding out, little children, I ask them, how many rozas you kept? Normally they say all. So I say, mashallah, we only still kept 16, you kept all already. Then I ask them, how much Quran Sharif have you read? And most of them are weak. In fact, one alim, a very good alim, and who was a very good teacher of Quran Sharif, and he got students going easily in Quran Sharif, and he was known for it. On about the 22nd of Ramzan, yeah, at this door, I met him there, I asked Maulana, how things, etc. How much Quran have you read? He said, two or four supara, 22 Ramzan. So I said, Maulana, Ramzan is finishing another 8 days, 1 week. 3 weeks, you have only read 2, 4 suparas. How are you going to complete? And from my what I find, I see that the good hafiz doesn't read Quran Sharif also. And the ustad who's teaching hips, he himself, his own qiraat is not doing. He's not reading Quran Sharif. And ustads who are teaching top kitabs in Darul Ulooms, but Quran and Quran Sharif tilawat, Allah gives the command to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nobody ever in the world could have so much responsibilities as what were on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where he was a human being, where he was a father, where he was a husband, and a husband not of one wife. A husband of one wife is more than enough. Like somebody said that when people, the hisab kitab was being done, all those who had one wife only, their hisab was being done. But those who had 2, 3 wives, they were just being sent to Jannah. Because they went through all, everything already, they went through it already. So anyway, yeah, in this world, we have, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what responsibility? The husband of 11 wives, 9 wives at a time, the Nabi of the Ummah, and every other Nabi, his Nubuwwat was for his time, his era, was for his people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Nubuwwat is still Qiyamah. It's for jinn and for man, for everyone. So what the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to put the foundation for the Ummah to carry on. Today we are carrying on is the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's effort. And everything. Otherwise, all this turmoil and all the fitnas which are there, it's not that we are going through, it's the teaching and the foundation. Nabiya, with all that, Allah says, Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Wa umirto an akuna min al-muslimin wa an atlu al-Quran. And many other ayat of the Quran. What is called tilawat, just to read Quran Sharif. What tadabbur. As much as what capacity a person has got. A person who is not an alim, who doesn't know the meaning, he must read with this in mind, that this is the words of Allah. Great, great things. And it's filled with anwarat, filled with barakat, filled with barakat, filled with ulum, filled with ma'arif, whatever. Every ayat points to Allah Ta'ala. The greatness of Allah. The sublime qualities of Allah. Everywhere we read Alimun Hakim, Ghafurur Rahim, there is great connection between those words. And every name of Allah, Allah is Alim, Allah is Hakim, all that has got great. So we should be taking lessons from there all the time. So to make tilawat of Quran Sharif and then to benefit from the Quran Sharif all the time. That should be the mission of our life. And a person who makes namaz is mission of life. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, man ja'ala al-humum, hamman wahidan. A person who makes all his worries one worry, hammal ma'ad of akhirah. Kafahu Allahu Hamma Dunyahu. Allah Ta'ala removes all his worries of dunya. Allah takes care of all his matters. A person who comes in namaz, Allah Ta'ala sees to all his matters outside namaz. A person who comes to the masjid, Allah takes care of all his matters outside the masjid. A person who reads Quran and makes it his object, Allah sees to everything else of his. So this is, we bring deen in our lives. We feel that if I'm going to read more Quran, I won't have time for my shop. I won't have time for this, for that. No, Quran will bring barakat in everything. Allah, you have to go to shop 8 hours. Start reading Quran, and your 1 hour in shop will give you more returns than your 8 hours also. Allah will make all the arrangements. Allah didn't create us for shop. Allah didn't create us for money. Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. And also, where Allah Ta'ala says Allah didn't create us for work, Allah will recreate us. La nas'aluka rizqa. Nahnu narzuku. We're not telling you must earn your rosy. We will give you your rosy. But you do your job. We're not doing our job. A person hires somebody to wash his car. He says, I'll give you 200 rand, wash my car. He has the soap, he has the shampoo, the brush, everything he gives him. And now he brings his car and washes his car. And after he's finished, boss, 200 rand. You want to kick that person. He used all your things what you gave him, and he didn't wash your car, he washed his car. And he's saying, boss, my 200 rand. Allah gave us our bodies, our life, everything to make his ibadat. Everything we use for us. Then we say, Ya Allah, give me Jannat. We did nothing for Allah. We did everything for ourselves. And we are asking Allah Ta'ala for Jannat. We got no right to ask. We must do our job. So we are not doing our job. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So devote our time to Quran Sharif. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. And then after tilawat, the next great right of the Quran Sharif, Amal bil Quran. That is the purpose of Quran. Today, there is a Hifz Khatam Jalsa. Students have completed Alim course. That means they have studied the Quran now. Bukhari Sharif, Tirmizi, all explanation of the Quran Sharif. And then all that we are happy about. But the Quran Sharif, the Amal on the Quran, and all this which comes clear in the Hadith, all these virtues is وَأَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا. A person who makes amal. It is like that is the peg on what is hanging. So if the peg is not there, that thing doesn't hang, it falls down. And وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَأَحَرَّمَ حَرَامُ. If you are not doing that with all that knowledge, فَنَعْمَ عَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. عَامِلِينَ. The reward is not for عَالِمِينَ. The reward is for عَامِلِينَ. Jazam bima kanu ya'lamun. The reward is not for those who were ya'lamun, who knew. The jaza is for those who made amal. So making amal on our knowledge, then we will get. So that we have smisti. We feel that making amal, just the knowledge is sufficient. And a person, we say, mashallah, is an alim. So in other words, he's a jannati. No hisab kitab, he's going straight jannat. That's not the case. Our amal is going to be seen. Ilm is also a great, great, but if it is used for what? Adhan is a great thing, but when you make namaz, if all the masjids, all people are just giving adhan, and no namaz taking place, or you have the more ultra-modern wuzu khanas, and all just come to the masjid, make wuzu and go away. And we don't make namaz. Adhan is for namaz sake. Wuzu is for namaz sake. So make namaz, and namaz is to connect with Allah. But we're making our namaz, but we're not connecting with Allah. We came in the masjid without connection, we go without connection. We came to charge our batteries, and we go without charging our batteries. We came for a service, and we go without being serviced. And we come here to renew our contracts with Allah. That I'm your servant, I'll bow down to you, I'll go in sajda for you. But we don't do it in actual life, we're just doing the outward picture form. And that is not going to get us anywhere. The reality has to come. So we have to to make amal on the Quran Sharif. And every ayat, make amal on the Quran Sharif's ayat that interest is haram. Normally, still generally, Muslims don't take interest. They pay interest. They will take an overdraft. They will buy things on higher purchase. They will take a bond from the bank, etc. But they don't charge. There are people who charge also. But we do. Even to pay interest is haram. To take interest is even worse. That you live on interest. And even to pay interest is haram. So we must, our houses, when Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to South Africa, one safar, very many years ago, so Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullah Ali was with him, he's his murid and Khalifa also. So Hazratji explained that, mashallah, Muslims here in South Africa, what houses they got, how they living it up. Few times then Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji explained, Hazrat, this is not their own money, they all from bank money. They have taken loans from the bank. And they build all these houses. All this, our businesses are run on the bank's money. And what is our lifestyle? As somebody said, that we buy things that we don't need, with money that we don't have, the bank's money, and to impress people that we don't like, and to impress somebody that I can drive this car. And we are going to impress that person that I see. I don't think I'm ordinary. I'm way above you. I can live like this. I can all that. So we are living on the bank's money. And one person, a Portuguese man, who came from Portugal, old type of, like our forefathers came, running his business, everything, and his whole accountant, all his books were in his stall. So when the son, he sent him to university, he graduated. He told his father, your accounting system, how can it work like this? You have to have the cash book, ledger, journal, this, that. And today I don't know where accounting has gone already. So all that he explained, he said, my son, all that things, they don't make sense to me. Yeah, I got who I'm owing and who I'm, who is owing me and all my money is here. And all my, I know my house is mine, I paid for it, my car is mine, it's finished, end of the story. I know what my assets are, I don't even need books. And you so much all these things, and then it doesn't even make sense anymore, all these things. The amal on interest is haram, it's haram. Intermingling of sexes, if we got iman on Quran Sharif, and every ayat, that Quran is made totally haram. Man must be separate according to the rules of Sharia. Woman must be separate. Those laws have to be applied in our lives. Now, how many of us, we don't observe parda. Many women, today parda has been reduced just to the cloak. That a person says, many women say, I'm in parda. What does she mean? I wear the cloak. But she's not making parda, she speaks to any and everyone. We were here once in Madagascar, and there was who were hosting us, his wife, Anima, Appa in the madrasa. And when we went to the airport and we were now leaving, she was there walking all around the man speaking, but she's got her niqab, and now she's in parda, she's happy. And all that thing also, but that you don't call parda. What is parda? That has to be observed. Not just that we got the outward, just the word or just the cloak. So every ayat of the Quran, the akhlaq which the Quran teaches, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, to be able to forgive people, that is a great quality. Humility comes in our lives. Humbleness comes in our lives. All these things. So all those things, the mustaghfirin, that the person, his istighfar is part of his life. Whatever he does, he's making istighfar. Ya Allah, forgive me. I haven't done this right. I haven't done that right. So the amal bil Quran. And after amal bil Quran, then it is to teach the Quran Sharif. And everyone must teach. Every mother, every father, teach. And fortunate, very fortunate are those mothers and fathers who teach their own children. You can send them to a good alim, mashallah, very good. But how much you can teach if you start them, and from the beginning, from when the child is born already. And there are those children that from mashallah, age of 5, they became hafiz, which is like an impossible. But if that environment is in the house, today our house, what kind of pajamas we give our children to wear? With all the murats on it, etc. Well, their linen has got murats. On the wall, there are dolls are there, teddy bears are there. On the walls, all the things. So with that, where can we? And then we say, make dua, Allah make him Junaid Baghdadi. The whole road, one very good friend of ours, he has passed away. And his son's names also, he kept all on our grave, Zainul Abideen, and all our other great Buzurg's names. And one day when we were together and they were dressed all in wrong. So I told him, Mufti Zainul Abideen never dressed like this. Just the name is not going to make it. And Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi did not behave like how this child is behaving. We were close friends, so I could. So our children, to bring them up. And we have to be the role model. We have to have that in us. And for that is why we want to make our Islah. And why we come to the Khanka. So that we can be the role model. We must lead by example. Not lead by bayans and lectures. But we have to be the model, the role model for our children, for our family people. And before, it's not long ago, that the whole ummah was blessed, what we called with qudwa, an example. Every masjid, there were 2-3 people who devoted their time to the masjid. Every town, they knew these people are the righteous, pious people. Today we don't find that. Today we find people excel in money, that this is a big lani. He's owning so much money. He's somebody like that. This person in politics, he's got great contacts with the prime minister, he's got contacts. This person in this field, that person in that field. But in the field of deen, we need leaders in deen. That is what, and make dua for that Allah blesses the whole ummah in the whole world. Every masjid, there are such people, that people come, it comes in, I want to be like this person. That will take time to become. But there must be somebody. Allah sent Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And that is also the miras must come down in the ummah. There must be uswa hasana everywhere. People make dua, Allah produces such people. And we, those people, for the sake of the ummah, behave in that way. So the ummah has got some uswa hasana. And a person, a human being, insan is that who takes asar from insan. If we haven't got today, we are proud that in our people, this cricketer is famous. That soccer player is famous. This person in politics is famous. Indeed, we haven't got. And it's not long that every masjid had such people. I'm still living, and we saw with our eyes. That in our area, every masjid there were such people. And people regarded these are the righteous people. Though we are doing wrong, but that is the righteous. Today it's gone from the ummah. We have to make dua, Allah brings it. So to learn the Quran Sharif, to practice the Quran Sharif, to teach the Quran Sharif. They make every house a madrasa. There was Haji Rawat, Yusuf Rawat of Reunion, Marhum, if you say that he owned a half of Reunion, it won't be exaggerating. And he had such contact with the French government that he had direct access to the president. Reunion is part of France. Great contact. But I saw with my eyes after Maghrib, with his children, grandchildren, from Maghrib to Isha personally, he sits with them and they're learning Quran Sharif. Then we went to Malindis, one place above Mombasa. There was a Yemeni sheikh. When we traveled in the town, this filling station, it belongs to the sheikh. But it is waqf for widows. Another block supermarket belongs to the sheikh, but it is waqf for masjid, for the maintenance. Rich man, and what he had. But from Maghrib to Isha, he sat with his children first. He should let them read Quran Sharif, then they can go. Then with his grandchildren till Isha, a rich man like that. So all of us be involved with the teaching of the Quran Sharif. And then propagation of the message of the Quran. That must be by our life also. We propagate the message. Today I feel I'm a shopkeeper. I'm a school teacher. I'm an accountant. It's not my job. It's every Muslim's job. It's not only the Maulana's job. And Maulana's also feel my job is to teach maktab. But the message of the Quran we have to give it. You can buy, mashallah, my father-in-law, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and those ulama of that time were all like that. They should go and do their daily shopping, but they shouldn't buy from one shop, from all different shops. And everywhere the object was to make them nasiha. I didn't see you for Fajr today. The other one, you read your Quran Sharif today. Everywhere they had nasiha to give. Maulana Qasim Ali Rahmatullah Ali, my brother-in-law, wherever he went to fill up petrol, and the petrol attendant, non-Muslim, he said, see, you must be good to your parents, you must treat them well. Another one, you must treat your wife well, don't oppress your wife. Everyone he has some nasihat for. So like that, today we don't feel it's my duty. It's every Muslim's duty. The message of the Quran is not for us to sit on it and hoard it. It is for us to use it and to spread it. Allah give us tawfiq. The rights of the Quran Sharif are innumerable. And that at least we make some effort and understand what great kitab this is. And how Allah is blessed. What a ni'mat the Quran Sharif is. Today it's like a burden for us. To read one supara, oh, it's a very big job. Now in Ramzan, we came for itikaf, we're reading more, alhamdulillah. But when we're back in our daily routine, to take out time to read one supara is a big job. Whereas that should be our not only priority, but our love, our desire to be connected with Quran Sharif. And everything else after, first Quran Sharif. If I read my Quran, my Yasin, my Supara, my three Suparas, whatever my, that I must do first, then anything else. Allah give us all that. Subhanallah.